That got to be a little too close.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know, I don't know what the temperature is out here today, but it's hot. And, you know, we talked about this in the pregame. You know, our girls aren't exactly used to it. And I think, you know, down the stretch there, it got to be a little much. And communication kind of ceased. And, you know, this is good we went through this, and we got through it, because the pressure's only going to amp up on Thursday.
And the hot, and it's going to be hotter than it is today, too, obviously. We already know that.
Oh, I hope not. But, yeah, I mean, luckily, you know, Thursday we play at 5:30. We play later in the day, so I'm hoping it'll be cooling down as we get going. So, yeah.
But the girls have achieved one of their goals.
Yes, game five. We got through game five, and you know, now we're on to game six. It's a basic goal. We just kind of talked about it before this all started, that we had to get to seven, and we've made it to game six now, and now it's time to complete game six.
So Stevensville Lakeshore wins 1-0 over Jackson Northwest. What are your initial thoughts about playing the Lancers?
They are coached by a legendary coach. He's won multiple state titles. He's a great coach. We are going to have to bring our A game, because he's going to be ready. That's a good team. They've been unranked, I think, most of the year, but I think that's probably how he likes it. They fly under the radar, and they've beat some good teams along their journey. So they're going to be a challenge.
Talk with me a little about Michaela Mott. I mean, you know, she had the 3-home run game over in the Sioux and the districts, but, you know, that's huge to get that so early before their kids even come to bat.
Yeah, she's such a big bat to have. And, you know, she's got one of the most powerful swings we have on this team, and you know, if she gets a good chunk of that ball, it's gone most of the time.
All right, I think the girls are waiting for you to take a picture out there, so I'll let you give your shout outs.
I just want to, you know, say hi to the fans back home and my family. Gonna be on the road for a few more days, but that's the way we want it, and you know,
yeah, let's do it. Let's go to MSU.
Yeah.
Okay, good job. Congratulations.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
Okay, Andy Fields, the coach of the Escanaba Eskimos, after a 4-3 hang-on-to-your-butt